I think sacking is probably a bit harsh, actually, in this particular case. It was probably a mutual agreement that it was the best thing for Richie and the club. He's been struggling all season long. He started with a crash after about 2 metres in his first race. Broke some ribs, had a couple of weeks out. Hasn't really recovered from that. And he's been struggling with Phil Hilton, the team manager, and his sort of style of management. And yeah, it just sort of got to him. It's affected his racing. And as skipper, it was, you know, a problem for him in the pits. He was really struggling to do his job. So it was a tough weekend at the weekend at Workington on Saturday and Glasgow on Sunday. And yeah, it was more of a mutual agreement that it wasn't working for him. It wasn't working for the club. And he felt that he would be better to stand down. And that's what's happened. So, yeah, I think, you know, sacking is probably too harsh a word in this particular instance.
I'm assuming, perhaps incorrectly, that he has gone completely from the club, or will he stay with you at the club, just not in the role as skipper?
No, he's gone from the club. I mean, Danny King, he's very good friends with Danny King. He's actually worked for Danny King in the past, helping him with his equipment mechanically, and that may be the case again. And we've had a long chat about still being involved with the club and with Danny, and as far as we're concerned, we would welcome that. That would be great. So, you know, he may still be around, but he won't actually have an active role with the club itself.
Now, Ashley Morris, who you've taken on to replace Richie Hawkins, tell us more about Ashley then.
Well, Ashley's a young Midlander. He's grown up around Wolverhampton, riding for Wolverhampton, mentored a few years ago by Peter Carlson, who's a legend around Wolverhampton, and started the season with Plymouth in the Premier League. They dropped him to make team changes, although it wasn't really anything to do with his performances. They needed to strengthen up. They'd had a bad start to the season. He rides at Kings Lynn in the Elite League. He came and guested for Sheffield at Foxhall earlier in the season and did fantastically well. I think he's riding the best I've seen him ride. And it's you know, by chance, because he was dropped by Plymouth, it's a good opportunity for us. He's excited about coming to the club, wants to work with me personally to help him and mentor him in the pits. So, you know, it's all good. I mean, I think he's going to come in. I think it may take a couple of meetings to settle down at Foxhall, but I think he's going to come in and do a very, very good job for us.
Now, we mentioned in the introduction it's been a disappointing start to the season. We've seen the results come in. I mean, there have been some positives, we have to say, but what are the priorities then going forwards?
Home form has to be a priority. I mean, Foxhall has pretty much been pretty much a fortress, really, for a few years, and that's the way it needed to be this year, and it hasn't been. So, I mean, away from home, we've won plenty of meetings. We always pick up something on our trips away. I mean, at the weekend, Workington and Glasgow, two traditionally tough tracks for us, but we managed to pick up a point at each of them, and we've got to sort out the away form. I mean, we've had a couple of losses. We drew last week against Somerset. That's got to change. We've got to start winning. If we can do that, you know, then we've got every chance of making the playoffs, but we have to start winning at home.
Now, clearly, if we all knew the secret to that, Chris, you would be doing it already. But where has it been going wrong? What can you change immediately? Is it just a question of, you know, changing the team morale? What needs to happen, do you think?
I think largely it is morale. You know, there were problems there within the pits, and it just affects confidence. And, you know, the team had started to maybe blame other things and home track conditions and things that they felt weren't suiting them. But, you know, I think confidence over the last couple of weeks, and especially this weekend, has begun to grow a little bit. And you know, this team change may just be the spark that's needed to ignite a little bit of form at home. I mean, it often doesn't take very much, and we're hoping that that's going to be the case now.